We're in Wales, still. I've been here all day, and I'm here all day tomorrow, and it's an absolute joy to be here and learn so much. Who are you?
My name's Joy Kent, and I'm Chief Executive at Qualitech.
Where are we at the moment?
We are in Techniquest in the heart of Cardiff Bay, which is a fantastic location, and we're in a brilliant amphitheatre.
And the amphitheatre is bolted onto an awful lot of science attractions and educational, just fascinating objects, one of which actually killed my phone early on because I got too close to it. The big plasma ball. I was trying to take a photograph of my face being struck by plasma lightning and my phone touched the ball. A big beam bolt came out and just zapped the phone. I had to hard restart it. But we're back, and I wanted to talk to you because you mirrored and echoed a lot of what I've heard Monica Grady championing, well, in every talk I've heard so far of hers, about more women just having to get involved in engineering and science. Can you tell us a little bit about what you said here tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Qualitech, we're about gender balance in the workplace. And I think it's actually really shocking that still today we see men and women really segregated into different types of sectors and different types of careers. And for women, that generally means in sort of support roles or clerical, admin, health and hair and beauty, that kind of thing. And for men in different kind of roles. But the issue for women is that we tend to be employed in sectors and jobs that are at the lower end of the pay scales. So it has a really big financial impact on individual women that we're actually steering men and women in these different directions. I think it's bad for men and women in that we're steering people by their gender from a really, really young age rather than by what they're good at and what they're interested in. So it's closing off opportunities for both men and women. And I think that's really sad and unnecessary in this day and age.
You mentioned some stats, which I found quite shocking.
I think it is really shocking. I was shocked when I first joined Qualitech. So, for example, 98% of engineers are male. Around 98 to 99% of people working in construction are male. And then you see the sort of opposite if you look at, say, hair and beauty or care or that kind of thing. And something that really shocked me recently was being told that the number of girls actually going into physics has really dropped in recent years in Wales. So it's gone down from around 27% a few years ago to 17% now. And I just think that's such a shame.
It's interesting. I spoke to a few of the female students at the school we were at earlier on today, and I said, has this inspired you to go into science, to get more involved? And more than one said, I'd be no good at it. Not, I'm not interested. They just assume they'd be no good at it.
Yeah, I know. It is, that's the thing, isn't it? We are really switching this off, and I think men and women and boys and girls are being given confidence in certain parts of society and having that confidence taken away in other parts of society or in other roles. So I think girls are brought up to be confident in the home, in caring, in how we look, or not necessarily feeling confident in that, but feeling that that's an arena that's for us. Mm. Whereas I think boys and men are brought up to feel confident in other more outward-facing kind of roles. I always think back to those things that people put in the cars when they've got babies on board, and there's the one that says Cheeky Monkey and Little Princess. And I think that sums it all up, because Cheeky Monkey is out there kind of having fun, taking risks. Mm. And what does a little princess do?
She's pampered. And
lies there waiting to be saved, looking pretty.
Yeah, it's gender stereotyping right from the very beginning. And it is amazing to think how a girl, a woman, even a young child could not be just epically inspired by somebody like Monica Grady when she speaks so passionately about some phenomenal triumphs across projects we can't even, you know. She was speaking to people who weren't born before the project started. It is quite amazing.
It's such a phenomenal thing to do, isn't it? To be involved in something like that is just so incredible. And as she said, you know, by taking this very sort of segregated view of the world, we're closing off those opportunities to 50% of the population, really. And also, those sectors are losing out. So it's a two-way street. You know, women are losing out, but the economy is losing out. Organisations are losing out. And we have huge skills gaps, particularly in engineering. So there's a massive gap. We need more people in those arenas. They pay well, and yet we're closing it off to half the population. It's crazy.
And what would the world look like when you think about there's been this very masculine eye on so many things? Can't be anything but, you know, better in some ways when you think about what we have done up to now, especially when it comes to the environment and so on.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's lots of research now that shows that more diverse groups make better decisions. You know, lots of people have actually said, looking at what happened with the economy, that if that had been a more diverse group in banking, that perhaps we wouldn't have ended up in the place that we ended up, you know.
So we're calling for more diversity in education, in engineering and in science. How do we do that?
Right. Well, as with anything like this, there's not one answer. So we know that this kind of gendering of our roles in society starts as young as 3 years old. Children will start to make sense of the world from the perspective of I'm a boy or I'm a girl at three. Those views start to sort of solidify by age five. So by age five, most children will be rejecting things that they don't think is for them as a boy or as a girl. So we have to get in early and we have to start there. Yeah, that is really, really important. So all these campaigns around, you know, the pink and the blue and getting rid of those kind of segregated toys, all that kind of stuff is hugely, hugely important. It might not seem to be on the surface, but it's hugely important.
It's fascinating. I've got one of each. I've got a boy and a girl. My little boy, very first time, he's six now actually, so it's taken him a little bit longer, has started rejecting things, and I'm pretty sure that's from school.
Yeah.
Because we've done our best to do the opposite without pushing it too far the other way.
Yeah.
My little girl, he's more than happy to play with cars way more than my lad does. He's kind of over cars now, and it's fascinating. And I'm actually going to start taking all of the science kits and all the rest of it that she might not even know we have, and just having an experiment and a play, maybe, because if she's that interested in the boys' toys on that level, when I say the boys' toys, there's the ingrained in my mind what we need to break, you know. On a subconscious level, there must be so much I'm not letting them do without even knowing.
I think, I think parents have got, a huge challenge because of the way things are marketed. You know, at Christmas time, when I don't have children, so a lot of this was really new to me. But when you actually open your eyes up to it and you look around, you know, just walking through the shops and you look at the science kits, all boys on there. You look at the kitchens, all pink, all girls on there. You know, the marketing of this stuff. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the toys themselves, but why are we making it so that it looks like, so the marketing and packaging around it is saying this is for you, this is, you know, this isn't for you kind of thing. It makes no sense, you know. There is no sense to it whatsoever.
I've seen more than a few campaigns on Twitter showing this very lazy marketing, and diversity needed in all walks and spaces. Where can people find out more about your organisation and you yourself?
Right, so have a look on our website. So we're called Quaratag. So that's Chwarae.
I'm glad you spelled it.
And then TEG. So if you use a search engine and look for Quaratag, you'll find out all about us.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.